In this bulletin, New South Wales coronavirus restrictions to be eased as early as next week. More than 20 refugees held in Melbourne hotels to be released into the community. And in cricket, Mitchell Starc to undergo hamstring scans after Australia's loss to India. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has promised to ease coronavirus restrictions in a week if case numbers remain low and testing rates stay high. The state is reporting its third consecutive day without detecting any locally acquired COVID-19 cases, but three infections have been identified in hotel quarantine. Almost 20,000 COVID-19 tests were conducted yesterday, which is an increase of more than 9,000 from the previous day. Ms. Berejiklian says the relaxation of rules will be as similar as possible to those that were in place before a cluster emerged on Sydney's northern beaches in December.
Some settings may stay in place, and in particular I'd like to highlight masks, for example, on public transport might be something that stays in place indefinitely. But for the vast majority of restrictions, we would like to see things go back to pre-Avalon as closely as possible next week.
Victoria is reporting its 14th consecutive day without any new locally acquired COVID-19 cases, but three new infections have been detected in hotel quarantine, one of which is a support official for the Australian Open. COVID quarantine Minister Lisa Neville says a further three cases linked to the tennis tournament will be included in tomorrow's coronavirus figures. She says one of the people who tested positive is a player in hard lockdown who authorities believe is an historic case.
One is another player and one is a support person with that player. So what that means is that DHS will obviously go through and look at those test results very closely to ensure that it's not shedding. But in the meantime, though, the player, the support person and their bubble, so the other support person and player they're with, will not be training until we have a final confirmation.
Refugee advocates say 26 men detained for more than a year in hotels in Melbourne's north have been granted bridging visas and will be released into the community. The men were brought to Australia from detention centres on Manus Island and Nauru under the now repealed Medivac legislation and had been held in the Mantra Hotel in Preston before being moved to Carlton's Park Hotel in December. The bridging visas means the men can live in the community until final decisions on their claims for asylum are made. Protest coordinator for advocacy group Campaign Against Racism and Fascism, Naui Jimenez, says the 34 remaining men in the hotel are being moved to an immigration detention centre in Broadmeadows.
There are, you know, chats about some of them being released, but this has not been confirmed. So at the moment, we're making the argument that every single one of them should be released, that, you know, the government do that now and actually follow through with the same as they have with some of the men that have been released today.
United States President-elect Joe Biden has led a national memorial service on the eve of his inauguration to honour the 400,000 Americans who have died from COVID-19. The sundown commemoration came just hours before outgoing President Donald Trump was due to depart the White House for the last time. The Washington National Cathedral bell tolled 400 times for the 400,000 dead, and 400 lights were lit around the reflecting pool at the U.S. Capitol to honour the lives lost. It's the first national event of remembrance held by US leaders since the pandemic first hit. To sport now, and Mitchell Starc will undergo scans on his hamstring after Australia's loss in the Test series against India. The fast bowler looked troubled at times in India's incredible fourth innings chase of 328 that sealed the 2-1 series win. The rest of the Australian squad has been given a clean bill of health, with only Will Pukowski still recovering from his shoulder injury. Australia has around a month until its next international cricket, with a Test series scheduled in South Africa. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 34. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 35. Melbourne, much the same, 31. Hobart, mostly sunny as well and 23. Canberra, similar conditions, 31. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 25. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle, also sunny, 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 27. Cairns, showers and 31. Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.